Why Nas Daily loses half a million followers? Leaving a positive mark is what Nas Daily aims to do every time they make a video. Every inspiring story and motivational video they make reached 1,000 or 1,000,000 views. If you don't know their tagline saying, "That's 1 minute, see you tomorrow," you can't tell them. But really, what is Nas Daily first? Who are they really? Do you know them? Let's get to know them more. Who is Nas Daily? Nas Daily is a Facebook page to watch 1,000 daily 1 minute long videos about travels and life experiences shot in 55 different countries. This page is founded by Nasir Yassin, 27 years old Arab Israeli or also known as Nas. He is a famous video vlogger and traveler. Now, he is working with his partner Alan Tamir, also known as Dear Alan, a video vlogger and a traveler like him. Currently, they already have a page wherein Nas Academy and Nas Studios can be found. They are also well known on other social media sites, most especially on their YouTube channel. Their YouTube channel with the same name as Nas Daily already has 3.81 million subscribers and currently has 612 videos uploaded. Nas Daily inspired at least 14 million people through his daily, now weekly, travel vlog videos and still counting, not to mention the numbers of followers they have in Nas Academy and Nas Studios. Other accomplishments and activities of Nas Daily: opened offices, Singapore and Dubai, launched a book title, Around the World in 60 Seconds, launched podcast, Nas Talks, visited many countries, raised funds and outreach programs helping out people, like the Philippines experiencing typhoons. The cancel controversy? Nowadays, Nas Daily is experiencing a controversy wherein many netizens claim that Nas Daily is spreading fake information about featuring indigenous people like Wang Ad without permission in their academy, and it went viral. As a result, lots of netizens bashed them and even threw hateful comments about them. This may also be the reason why many of their followers unfollowed them and hated Nas Daily. Also, this is the reason why they put Nas Academy on hold while working with the National Commission on Indigenous Peoples, NCIP. It all started when Nas Academy offers courses/masterclasses that industry experts or practitioners can conduct. One of them is the Kalinga tattoo artist Apo Wang Ad from the Philippines, a legendary indigenous person who creates tattoos despite his age. But what sparked the issue is after her grandniece and apprentice Grace Palakas call out the Wang Ad Academy as a scam to the social media. The post is already deleted but still creates a wildfire on Nas Daily. This is the exact post Grace Palakas wrote in their Facebook group. Warning: Wang Ad Academy is a scam. My grandmother did not sign any contract with it Nas Daily to do any academy. Some sick people are taking advantage of our culture. Please help US stop this disrespect to the legacy of Apo Wang Ad and the Butbot tribe. Because of this hot issue, Nas now speaks for the whole Nas Daily team. In his recently uploaded video, he recalled all his memories and experiences while visiting the Philippines. He even told us and reminisced all his experience in the Philippines since January 2017 and said it was one of the best visits he ever had. He also added that his energy matches Filipino energy. That's why he fell in love with it. And the minute I landed, I fell in love. My energy and the Filipino energy were the same. We both love to scream and make videos, he said. He came back to visit again, continued making inspirational videos in the Philippines, and produced videos about the country. Not just that, he also recalls the time when he helps the Philippines whenever a natural disaster comes like a typhoon. They help in every outreach activity, and even war that happens in Marawi, Mindanao, Nas was there. His love for the country leads him to the reason why he loves to support Philippine tourism. That is also why Nas Daily or Nas was recognized by the Department of Tourism and received a plaque last 2019 given by Secretary Bernadette Puyat Romulo. Nas pointed out, "In everything we do, we get permission. We worked with the family directly and got their consent. We made sure to support them during these difficult times. We did all of these as an act of support, not an act of exploitation," he said. Nas also uploaded a video where they were settling a contract and Wang Ad doing the thumbnail while one of her other nieces, Estella Palang Dao, serves to be her translator and witness to the signing of the agreement to clarify everything. "We are working with lawyers to set the record straight and let the truth come out. And don't get me wrong. We're not perfect. We make mistakes, but our intentions are pure," Nas said. Because of this issue, many controversies were dug in and opened up, like the Cacao Project, why Nas was banned in Malaysia and all that. "I am angry and you are angry and we hear each other. That's why we paused Nas Academy for now to work with NCEP to make sure everything is legal and everything is okay because we care," Nas clarify more. Nas made sure that he will continue to support the Philippines, including the plans to open an office in the country over the next 2 years. He also said that he would continue to make inspiring videos despite what happened. My only request is that when you make an opinion, you should not make it based on fake news. You should seek the truth and nothing but the truth. Thank you so much for your support. That's more than a minute. See you tomorrow, Nas added and ended his video with his famous tagline. Final words. Everything happens for a reason. Problems arise and get bigger and bigger when not solved and talked about right away. Nas Daily simply tells us their motive, and it is nothing but for goodness sake. We hope this issue will be a lesson for everyone and bring every nation despite our differences. So what is your opinion? Will you cancel or hear both stories out? Let us know in the comments section.